could have just said no.
All right, we'll get started again so we can make that 12-20 prediction.
Good luck.
All right, so we'll get started again. Before we get back to the agenda, though, we noticed a couple more people came in, so I'm going to go ahead and turn the microphone over to Dr. Van Zandt for a second, and she will let them introduce themselves.
I was late. Bill Brown, I'm the business manager for the commission.
My name is Stacy, and I'm a new client. Cloyd.
You're in Lincoln in the center.
And I'm Brock Freeman. I'm with the new executive director at Radio Talking Book Services in Omaha.
Welcome.
Thank you for joining us. Good to meet you. All right.
All right, well, as Dr. Van Zandt gets her switches to our next set of notes, the next item on the agenda is the budget and biennium update for the commission, and then after that, NFP Newsline. So I'll turn the mic back over.
Thank you very much. Our budget is in good shape, both the workings of it right now and the biennium request, which was submitted in the fall. It's due to, it will take effect July 1, 2015 and go through June 30, 2017. We have an appropriations committee hearing on Thursday, March 5th. That's a tentative date, but I haven't heard that it'll change. We don't have a time yet, and so it probably remains tentative until we have an actual time set. We definitely have been reaching out to educate the budget. We have a budget analyst in the governor's office and in the appropriations committee that we work with, and senators that are trying to learn more about what it is all the agencies do. It's a huge job that they have. And as I said, there is a lot of turnover this year. The governor has come out with his budget recommendations, and our agency is in very good shape, pretty much. They approved, Governor Ricketts has approved our request for increased federal funds, and the salary increases, which are part of the normal, but to keep our staffing at the level that it is, was all approved. And also we're working in some funds to cover some retirements. We don't have definite dates of retirement yet, but over the next few years, chances are pretty good. Some folks on staff will retire. And so that amount was also approved. So there were no cuts in our request, and that's really a wonderful thing. We're very pleased with that. Carlos and others have been talking with lots of senators to inform and educate from the consumer base as well as in terms of the agency. So we are definitely working on what our testimony will be for the Appropriations Committee. And a number of folks have said that they will especially be interested in hearing from consumers, and in particular those that are served by transition services. So we hope that people will attend that session and, you know, and or communicate with your senators that the importance of the services for the blind as a separate agency and with this, the approach that we have. In general, the budget is, like I said, as far as our expenditures go, we have had a lot of carryover of federal funds because of the Social Security reimbursement, and the federal requires you to spend those that Social Security first before you start spending the grant, and so that's part of why we had so much carryover. Mostly, we've been using all that Social Security, and it's used up for the most part, and so we're spending last year's grants and working on the state match that we have, and Bill's very good at balancing what needs to be spent from which grant and informing the people who do the pay the bills exactly what how things have to be worked at each point. So in a nutshell, that's the budget. I could go into more specifics if anybody has questions, and Bill's here as well if you want to pick his brain on any of this.
Anybody have any questions right now?
Not really.
No. Okay.
It's a good hands.
Thank you. Yes. Comment up here was it's all in good hands, and it is. All right, so the next item on the agenda was an update on NFB Newsline. As always, the NFB Newsline coordinator in the state of Nebraska sent in a quarterly report. That will be, the full text of that report will be included with the minutes of this meeting. As will the full text of Dr. Van Zandt's, the reports that she's been giving today as well. She's gone through and summarized them for the meeting, but the full reports will be included with the minutes. Some of the highlights in Jamie Forbes's report, though, were that in this past quarter, there's been two new publications added to NFB Newsline. The first one was The Newser, which is looks like it's a snapshot of the day's most important, thought-provoking, and lively news handpicked from hundreds of U.S. and international publications. So it's a hodgepodge of what's happening and what's going on. And then the second one was The Voice of America. And the note here is that it was started, which originally started in 1942 as a radio news service. It is a dynamic multimedia broadcaster and it's funded by the United States, federally funded publication, okay. There's been one new feature added to Newsline in this last quarter. It's the continuous reading function. So recall it helps you to be able to read through a publication straight through and not having to hit all the navigation points and continue reading and so on. Get her going and just sit back and put your headphones on. Then she goes ahead as she always does and gives us an update on membership. There's currently 1,804 subscribers in Nebraska to NFB Newsline. In this last quarter, there were 29 new subscribers. And if you're really super interested, there are some statistics here of how many minutes and people reading NFB Newsline over the phone and accessing things through the internet and so on over the last quarter. She has all those statistics in here as well. So I will, that'll be available for your consumption, the full report in the minutes. Is So the next item on the agenda is the client assistance program, CAP. Do we have anything related to CAP this time around?
I am realizing I don't have that with me. I'm pretty sure there were no new complaints or problems with services. It seems like there was one point of information that was on what Ms. Rasmussen sent to me, and that'll be in the my report. We'll submit that. I'm sorry to say I don't have that here.
Okay.
It was more a point of information, though.
And I'll let you go ahead and just keep the microphone.
Okay.
The next item on the agenda then would be the Nebraska Business Enterprises, an update on Nebraska Business Enterprise.
All right. Thank you. And as we've been doing of late, last year or whatever, Carlos, are you prepared to give it? We didn't talk, but can you give us an overview? I don't warn people. Because I know they always have all the information.
Well, I also emailed the report to the commissioner, so I will tell you the highlights, and if you have questions, feel free to ask. The first one has to deal with the requirement from the contract with the Department of Roads that all the machines have to be ADA accessible. So we are doing that. I think 80% of those machines has been installed, and downward is still working on the remainder 20%. The National Guard, the Ashland Camp contract ended. We have a couple of months extension, January and February, and they are giving us a chance to renew the contract for three more years. We are still on the stages of negotiation. One of the difficulties, as any other business, is customers want quality, quantity, good prices, and so does the business person wants to make money, and it's kind of difficult, so we are negotiating those numbers. The good news is that they are very pleased with the blind vendor who is providing the services, and they want to make it work. So that's good. The cafeteria or the cafe with the joint forces that we got there, the person who is running it decided not to do it anymore. She likes to work hard, the cooking portion, but not the business portion. There's nothing that we didn't do that make her decision be that way. The main reason is she just didn't think it was going to be that complicated in the area of business. So Todd Shoemaker, who is running the Ashland Camp, decided to help with that until maybe we find a new person. But he has a good relationship with the National Guard. He knows what they like, so he's going to be running that. We installed the two new machines in November at the VR office in Omaha. Then we got a new vendor who is not having any state or federal buildings, but he found one in Nebraska City. So we're still working on trying to find more areas for him. He's just in a apartment complex, talked to the business manager there, and he puts the machines there, so it's a good initiative. We are also contracting with a new gentleman, Jeremy Hill, who is going to be helping us finding more locations. This is the first month. Yesterday, I got an email from him that for sure there is one more place in York, and he keeps contacting folks. So we are experimenting with this. We hope it's going to work. And we will have a better report in a couple of months. We will see if we will continue this contract with him. Those are the main highlights. I didn't put in my report, but as soon as the governor appoints the new director of administrative services, the chair of the vendors committee meeting, myself and maybe a couple of more vendors will meet with that person to talk about the business enterprise program and the intention of the legislators and how they are interpreting, meaning the building divisions, because we have priority, but then we don't have priority. So there is some contradiction there. We are paying for insurance that we didn't used to pay because we're a state agency. Well, they say that the program is for the vendors who are independent, not for us. But the federal law says it's a state federal program. Anyhow, it's going to be an interesting meeting, but we're still waiting on that. With that, I think I'll just wait if you have any questions for me.
I do have one or two quick questions. Go ahead and keep the microphone. The first one is, as you'd given an update on the deployment of vending machines for the interstate, you said you're 80% done. As I recall, in months past, there had been some problems with, I think, back orders of machines, and I was just wondering if that had all gotten solved, or is that what's holding you up with the last 20, or?
Maybe Bill could, if you want to get done.
Well, what I know is that we had problems in the past because they changed owners.
Okay.
Then we didn't know if they were going to fulfill it on time. We also work because we are using the money from the previous fiscal year.
Okay.
So we need to get permission from RSA. Bill work on that. We got a waiver, so it's working just fine.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have another question?
Yes, I had one other question, and that was you talked about that the cafeteria at Ashland and how that was coming up. We'd gotten an extension on it for a couple more months, but that contract was coming to an end. That they have always been very impressed and really liked the services that our vendor has been able to provide for them. I'm not sure that you specifically said, are we planning on rebidding that?
Yes, I'm sorry. I implied, but I wasn't clear. Yes, that's why we are negotiating. We already submitted a proposal,
okay.
Meaning the vendor did most of the work.
Okay.
They didn't put a request for proposal because they want to give us the first chance. They like it. The prices that we are proposing are a little too high for themselves. They are proposing new prices. But what happened is they are asking for more also. And in order to provide more services like cleaning and so forth, like they used to pay separately, we need to increase prices. Mm-hmm. So they are also saying, okay, maybe we don't need to ask you to clean this. So we're in that stage, but
okay.
As soon as we finish that this month, it's going to be for the next 3 years.
Okay, wonderful. Does anybody else have any questions?
No.
Okay. Thank you, Carlos. Just a minute while I read a note here.
You can read it out loud.
I'm kidding.
All right, the next item on the agenda was stated here, a written report from Dr. Nancy Stelter. I might not ever pronounce it exactly right, I guess. It's going to be more of a verbal update instead of a written report. I did have a chance to meet with her a few weeks ago, and in lieu of a written report, really, the reason for that was just that there hasn't been a whole lot of change or status to report on since our November meeting. between the holidays and staff changes in the North Platte District and some illnesses, there hasn't been a lot of activity. She has had an opportunity to meet, do some group meetings, I believe here in Lincoln, and the project is definitely coming to an end. There was a few more, we discussed a few more opportunities that we still wanted her, or she asked about, or she informed us about, and we encouraged her to continue to pursue, and they really just amounted to, again, some things that were already planned, but due to illnesses or staffing reasons and so on, hadn't been able to conduct those yet. So there was a few individual sessions that she's going to be reaching out to people about, and it was just a scheduling matter. So those are going to be taking place here in the next couple weeks, and I would imagine that by the time we're all back together again, that project will be wrapped up. The next item on the agenda after that. Go ahead.
Has she exceeded the life of her contract, or has the contract been extended?
The dates of the contract, yes, have been exceeded, but we are going to, with your permission and through Pearl, we'll go ahead and extend that contract, yes.
For how much longer?
Well, that's what I was just, stating.
At the end of the month.
Was that I didn't give you an exact number of sessions.
And
I'm not going to, because some of the, publicly, because that's some of that would be confidential information.
Right.
But because they were, some of them were individual sessions, and so that would be disclosing numbers and names and possibly things like that. But they're definitely wrapping up. They, like I said, they will be done here. It's as long as scheduling happens. It sounded like they'd be done probably in the next 2 months. Mm-hmm. So.
We can't vote on that
today, though. I don't think there's a need to vote on anything.
I would say that there's no need for a board vote on it because the content of the contract, things that are supposed to happen, that's not being expanded in any way. It's a matter of timing and scheduling. And so, and I would even say it'll be wrapped up in the next month or so.
Right.
And so extending a date on a contract where the actual job is maintained, it's an administrative thing that we can handle.
All right, the next item on the agenda was the 2016 State Plan Status Report. So for that, and this starts our new business section, and so I will go ahead and turn the microphone back over to Dr. Van Zandt.
All right. Well, this is a good news, bad news point. I just saw that we've actually allowed half an hour for this topic, and our update is actually pretty short. We'll just speak to that a little bit. To the best of our knowledge, the state plan will be pretty much what we've done each year, with revising, of course, but it won't be the big change that's supposed to occur in 2016. Bob Deaton is working on the state plan, but I would say the work so far has been more reading, research, thinking, cogitating on how he will be doing the state plan differently. And here's another chance for me to put someone on the spot, because Bob and I did not talk about this as a as an agenda item. But Bob, I'd like to give you the microphone and you talk about whatever aspect of this you'd like.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. The changes I anticipate really are generated by the Iowa. I guess I like Iowa. Because, you know, the state plan has been incorporated into more of the overall act than before. You know, so it has a lot more to say in terms of how we administer funds than ever before. It has a lot more to say about how we work with workforce workforce investment centers, the one-stop centers, and so that's it's going to entail looking at other aspects of the act, rather than just the part that deals with the rehab portion of the act. And so I anticipate that is going to take some time to figure out too, and of course, waiting for RSA itself to tell us what it means as far as implementing the changes. There definitely needs to be more guidance given to us on that. In the meantime, I plan to go through the entire act and just kind of make it a little bit simpler for me to refer to all the relevant sections that deal with the state plan, so it's easier for anybody who want to look at all the references can do so. That's kind of where things are, you know. That's it. Any questions?
Well, I guess just definitely you got to have your work cut out. Obviously, it sounds like you're doing your homework now, but if the rules and so, you know, from the RSA that we're anxiously waiting for don't come out until later this spring for, and the deadline for the state plan, isn't it in July?
Yes.
Of July?
Yeah.
You depending on when they actually get those rules out, you might. There might be some late night rewriting sessions.
Could be. So you don't want to do too much writing ahead of time. But, you know, I think if we do some thinking about what some of the more likely changes are going to be, I think we can probably stay ahead of it somewhat.
Okay.
I would just say again, I think it's in good hands.
Yeah.
We'd like to hear that. Okay, Bob. Thank you. And I'll add the biggest change in the state plan will be the following year, June of 2016.
Okay.
But the state plan that we will submit by July 1 will need to be reviewed and approved by you, the board, at the May meeting.
I thought you did mention that earlier.
Yeah, so we do need to just proceed with what we, it'll be, you know, incorporating new language maybe about what we're doing, but I don't really think we need to wait till the last hour, especially since we do need the board approval.
Does anybody else have any other questions?
Well, I was just thinking if we needed to, we could do a June meeting.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's always the plan B.
Yeah.
We might say that.
First. Yeah. The comment that was up here was just if need be, you know, we can't always have a special meeting for the purpose of reviewing and approving the state plan. It's been done a time or two in the past. So, all right, moving on through the agenda, the next item, which we're supposed to get to at 12:05, and it's 11:25. So is the review of it's put in here as the review of tasks for the May's annual review of the executive director. When I wrote this and had this put in, I was thinking that there was a lot of data collection and things like that. We're implementing a new procedure this year for doing Dr. Van Zandt's annual evaluation, and I was anticipating a bunch of data collection that needed to be done. I think actually I've been able to do quite a bit of that over the last 2 weeks. What this was originally intended for is not necessary. However, I did want to take the opportunity to ask Julie if she would be willing to work with me over the next few months to we'll make it a subcommittee. But with all of her experience as the past commission chairperson, that we'll get the initial first time with this new process documented and executed. There'll be some communication that I think that'll happen maybe at state staff. There'll be some things that we need to ask Dr. Van Zandt to help us out with. And maybe a couple questions for the leadership team, Bill Brown, the business manager, and Carlos Servan specifically. So, Commissioner Johnson and I will be working on that in the next few months so that we are have all the materials prepared for the board. Hopefully, several weeks in advance of the commission board meeting in May, so that they will have plenty of time to review and get any questions formed and decided on that they have, so that we can conduct Dr. Van Zandt's evaluation at that time. So, the next item on the agenda was public comment. So again, at this time, I'd welcome anybody to speak up. Please give your first and the last name. If you would like to have the floor for a few moments, you are welcome to ask questions about anything, whether it be something that was on the agenda today or anything else related to the commission. And we'll take the comments in the order that you speak up. Does anybody have any?
Hubert Paulson.
Anybody else?
We may have talked on that.
All right.
This is Barbara F.
Okay, I have your name down, Barbara.
Barbara F.
And before I give the microphone to Hubert, any other names? You can add your name later if you're ready.
Yeah, good.
This is Hubert. I just wanted to comment. If anybody is curious about the new Voice of America service on Newsline, talk to me and I can help fill you in. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Hubert.
That was quiet.
Okay. The comment was, it was said by Pearl that there's only one staff member at the center. What happened to Jeff Altman, the travel teacher? What happened?
I can answer
what
that.
What happened to the cooking teacher? There has to be more than one person working at that center.
Okay, I certainly didn't intend to say there was only one staff person. I only spoke about the supervisor, Carol Jenkins, but we do. I'm glad if I misspoke or was not clear. I'm glad that you asked about that. I guess Mike wants to
talk. Well, there's one staff member in training.
Oh, that's one staff member in training at the center. Okay. Great. Thank you for asking that. And then starting the day after tomorrow, there will be two staff trainees. Okay. Now that really shows somebody paid attention. That's really good.
That's exactly right. Okay.
All right. Is there, does anybody else want to seek the floor? Okay. With that, final announcements. Our next meeting is going to be May 2nd in North Platte, Nebraska. We'll have cake. Maybe not. I don't know.
May 2nd,
North Platte. The May meeting, we never have, we typically do not have a focus topic. The main emphasis of that meeting, the main focus of that meeting is the annual review of the executive director. Other than that, I just wanted to thank everybody for your attendance today, your great comments. Really appreciate any feedback you guys have. Very nice to see a lot of center clients here today, as well as the public. So thank you very much. We appreciate it. And
sure do.
Does anybody else have anything before we adjourn?
Has anything been decided about August meeting yet?
Sure, I can tell you that. So the August meeting will be August 1st. We're anticipating the focus topic at that time to be the interaction between the center and the field. It's very intuitive that you ask that your question, though, because when we met in Omaha last time, we didn't have a location picked for that. Typically, it is in Lincoln. No, I'm not. I'm sorry. No, this one is always in Lincoln. We had thrown out the possibility of having it in Lincoln. We also threw out the possibility of having it in South Sioux City, Nebraska. So the location of the meeting has not been set yet. No.
We're planning our NAB convention at a different date because of the commission.
Okay. Appreciate the consideration. Thank you.
Right.
Okay. Anything else? Okay.
That was quick.
With no other comments from the board, I'll declare the meeting adjourned. And thanks to everybody for coming.
It's 12:40.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it is 11:30.